Welcome back. You're listening to the Miracle Hunter Radio Show on Relevant Radio. This is Michael O'Neill. I'm the Miracle Hunter. When we talk about miracles, we talk about the intersection of faith and science. And there's a great new book that's out. It's called In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. And that's from Dr. Gerard Verschuren. We're so grateful to have the author on the program today. Welcome to the program today, Dr. Gerard.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much. And this is a great new book that comes out. And I think that it's an interesting thing to talk about faith and science and how they can work together, or some people say they work against each other. But let's talk a little bit about the timeline of things, the dating of the universe, for example. How old is the universe and how old is the Earth? It's an interesting point.
The universe is actually a very, very old, 13.8 billion years ago. That is far beyond our understanding. We can't even think about it. But the interesting part is, that is not my discovery, of course. It was discovered by a Catholic priest in Belgium, George Lemaître. He was the one who came up with the Big Bang theory. He didn't call it that way, but that did someone else in a BBC radio show, but he came up with it. So that is very interesting that a Catholic priest came up with that date. So he didn't find that in the book of Genesis, of course. The book of Genesis is not a science book. It has a much better message than science. So it's an enormous time frame.
And so when we talk about the Earth specifically, what is the age of the Earth, and how does that jive with what's written in the scriptures, for example?
The age of the Earth is 4.5 billion years ago. Still, that is a huge amount of years. So I always try to put it in a frame of a day or a month or a year. So if you put that in a day, in one day, then the Big Bang was at midnight, and planet Earth was at something like 4:17 p.m. So there was a long time of no Earth yet. You asked the question, what does that have to do with Genesis? Genesis is, first of all, when you talk about Genesis, we have to specify which part of Genesis. Chapter 1 is usually the creation account that talks about seven creation days. It's hard to say that the 7 days were literally days. There are not many Catholics anymore that believe that, and even if they do, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that, of course. Who am I? But it is very unlikely that we have to think in such a short time. And why is that? Why does the Earth and especially the universe have to be so old? Because all the elements we know nowadays, actually 92 different elements from helium and oxygen and nitrogen and all that kind of stuff, they were all formed in stars. Stars forged all the elements. And that takes a long, long time. And they get released when they explode as supernovas. So the lifetime of a star, billions of years. That's why the Earth, and especially the universe, has to be that old. And the Earth is one of the planets in the solar system. And so we are basically, a speck of dust in the universe. But what is the interesting part is that this planet Earth, and that is the big miracle you talk about in your shows, has become our home. That is definitely a miracle.
And let's talk a little bit about that finely tuned universe theory, or the idea that it is so improbable that everything would line up so perfectly to support life. How is the Earth so unique?
It is very unique in many, many ways. First of all, the Earth must have an orbit around the sun closer to a circle than an elongated ellipse. For otherwise, we would have problems half of the year. It must be a volcanic planet, so it can generate the right kinds of gases. It needs the right luminosity of the sun. If it were two times greater, we would be like Venus with a dense atmosphere, and life would not be possible here. We also need a magnetic field to deflect the harmful rays of the sun. It must have a good balance of land and water, and that is only possible on a planet with plate tectonics, where parts of certain continents slide under another part, and only that way we can have a good balance of land and water. And the book of Genesis talks about that God separated the land from the water. That is vital for our survival. And so there are many other factors, and I discussed them in my book in the beginning. You can find all the details. I don't want to bother you with the details any further.
And we're talking today with Dr. Gerard Verschuren, the author of In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. And when we look at the number of planets in the universe, how many are we talking about?
Billions.
And when we talk about how rare it is when you combine all these factors, does it imply that there should be other planets out there that are like Earth? Or is it so rare to have this combination of things that would sustain life that even that is beyond the number of planets that are out there?
That's very controversial, of course. But we have no way of knowing at this point. But I think it is pretty unique. I rather use the word unique than rare, because I keep saying we were created for this world, for this Earth, and God designed Earth to be our home. He made it for us. And scientists don't easily say that, of course.
That's right. Does the Earth, the existence of life on Earth, imply God's existence, in your opinion?
Oh, yes, definitely.
But how do scientists in general talk about God and the creation of the Earth? Is it do they presuppose the existence of God without even realizing it?
I say they have to presuppose it. Otherwise, there are so many things they cannot do. But they will never acknowledge that, because first of all, God is not someone you can haul into a laboratory and test, etc. God is far beyond us. So we cannot manipulate God that way. So, and scientists realize that they cannot talk about God as scientists. But when you think a little bit deeper about it, then they have to accept a creator. For otherwise, the question is, where does everything come from? Or as philosophers usually say, why is there something rather than nothing? And the fact that it's here does not explain why it's here. And in my opinion, and I'm not alone, fortunately, that can only be explained by God, by a creator of all of this. I always mention the famous Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Who, at one point, he was so primitive. He's a great cosmologist. He was a great cosmologist since he died. But he was not a great philosopher. So he said, because there are laws of nature, they created the universe from nothing. But then I say, where do the laws of nature come from? Laws require a lawgiver, and that lawgiver is God. He does not say that. I must say, to be fair to him, he did say at one point, what breathes the power into these laws? And my answer is, of course, God. Only God can do that. That is the miracle of this world.
Absolutely. And science is interesting, isn't it? It's its own sort of religion in some way, with its own dogmas, which you could say are unscientific or scientific, depending on your argument. What is your thought on science as a religion? Do people embrace it to exclude God?
Oh, many people do. Oh, yeah, they consider it a semi-religion. And I mention in my book, for instance, the law of large numbers. They swear by that law. They say if we have enough planets, there will be one that is like ours. So they declare it a cosmic accident. The Earth is not a cosmic accident. It's a created entity. It's a miracle. So they think of billions of years of random events. They left the word random because they don't have to talk about God. Random is their God. Randomness is their God. I call it the God of luck and fate. But that's not a god, of course. But in their opinion, at least in the opinion of many scientists, it is a semi-god, a deity.
We're talking today with Dr. Gerard Verschuren, author of the new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made the Earth Our Home. And in your opinion, and in my opinion, we believe that, of course, that God made the universe or made Earth for us. But how do you think that science works to try to deny that claim?
Oh, just by using the law of large numbers. They say it's it's all coincidental. So, and that is, in my opinion, a very weird claim. So I say to have so many coincidences can't be a mere coincidence. To have so many coincidental conditions can't be coincidental. But they swear by randomness. Then they can avoid the word God, and maybe as a scientist they have to avoid the word God until they step outside their scientific territory, and then they will say, yeah, sorry, we can't really deny God. There is no way we can explain this universe all by itself. That's not possible. So they come up by denying God, but deep down they can't. And if you go, I did that in my book a little bit. If you go into the assumptions scientists have that there is order in this universe, that we can understand this order, it's very interesting that Einstein, who was a great scientist, but he was also a good philosopher. His religion was not that clear, but he was a Spinoza believer. But he at least realized that. It's very amazing that there is order in this world and not chaos, and that we can understand this world, and that it's not completely incomprehensible. And I say, good for you, Einstein. You realize that there is more going on when you do science. That's why I call him a deep down a believer. He was a believer, but maybe not in his scientific work. So he didn't replace the law of gravity with God, of course. The law of gravity came from God, but we still need the law of gravity. Otherwise, our universe would not be the way it is nowadays.
And when we look beyond Einstein, even in more modern science than he provided, can you talk about any latest findings of modern cosmology, physics, chemistry, geology, or any of these other sciences that tell us a different picture about that this randomness of an immense universe is all that there is? What are the latest findings telling us?
There are not many new findings in that way. The law of large numbers can be applied any minute. I'm always a little bit disappointed. We had the famous physicist Paul Davies, who was very open about it, and he put God in almost in every book on every page. But recently, the last 10 years, I would say, he is retracting a little bit. He is going for the law of large numbers again. Hmm. And I find that very sad. So the famous theory nowadays is that we have multiple universes, which is a weird idea. There is no way we can prove that. How can we step outside our own universe? But that's another reason why they need that, is that they don't want to talk about God. If we have multiple universes, then there will be one in the millions that is like our universe. And once we have in our universe millions of planets, then there must be one that is like ours. So again, it is replacing everything with randomness. It's the result of billions of random events, not only in this universe, but even with multiple universes. And Paul Davies is now even holding on to that theory. I would say, what is that? You are replacing God with unknown multiple universes. We don't know anything about other universes. That's a new development that I am very sad about, because it shows you how desperate scientists are becoming, and just to avoid the word God and the role of God, and to avoid that they have to say there is really a miracle going on in this universe and on this planet Earth.
If that multiverse theory is getting some attention, I've read about that myself. And as we wrap up the interview today, we're reflecting on your book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. This book obviously covers some very high-level topics, but it presents it in a way that non-scientists themselves can engage with this book and learn about the wonders of creation. What is your hope for the average person who, maybe a non-scientist, who's interested in this topic, picking up this book in the beginning?
As you said already, I try to write it for a general audience, and I think, going by responses of people, I think I succeeded. I have to use some terminology. I can't help it. I use scientific terminology, of course, dating techniques, laws of nature. But I also use a little bit of philosophical and religious terminology. Because without that, I don't think we can explain why science is working so well and why scientists are acting the way they are acting. So I hope it can strike a good note with many readers, and it looks like it's doing that.
Wonderful. Well, we're so grateful to you, Dr. Gerard Verschuren, for joining us on today's program, talking about your brand-new book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Thank you so much for being with us on today's program.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And that's all the time we have for today's show. If you missed any of this episode or want to catch up on past episodes, you can go to relevantradio.com and check out the audio archives or download the Relevant Radio app. I'd like to thank our guest, Dan Cheeley, host of The Dan Cheeley Show here on Relevant Radio, for that discussion of those things that relate to Halloween, and for Dr. Gerard Verschuren for talking to us about his brand new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's called In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Sign up for the newsletter on MiracleHunter.com for more information on miracle stories, where I'll be speaking next, new EWTN episodes of They Might Be Saints, upcoming book releases, and more. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Miracle Hunter, where from claims of healings and visions, the world's most inexplicable events, it doesn't matter if you're a believer or a skeptic, truth is always worth the hunt. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.
So if we have enough planets, there will be one that is like ours. So they declare it a cosmic accident. The Earth is not a cosmic accident. It's a created entity. It's a miracle. So they think of billions of years of random events. They left the word random because they don't have to talk about God. Random is their God. Randomness is their God. I call it the God of luck and fate. But that's not a God, of course. But in their opinion, at least in the opinion of many scientists, it is a semi-god, a deity.
We're talking today with Dr. Gerard Verschuren, author of the new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made the Earth Our Home. And in your opinion, and in my opinion, we believe that, of course, that God made the universe or made Earth for us. But how do you think that science works to try to deny that claim?
Oh, just by using the law of large numbers. They say it's all coincidental. So, and that is, in my opinion, a very weird claim. So I say to have so many coincidences can't be a mere coincidence. To have so many coincidental conditions can't be coincidental. But they swear by randomness. Then they can avoid the word God, and maybe as a scientist they have to avoid the word God until they step outside their scientific territory, and then they will say, yeah, sorry, we can't really deny God. There is no way we can explain this universe all by itself. That's not possible. So they come up by denying God, but deep down they can't. And if you go, I did that in my book a little bit, if you go into the assumptions scientists have, that there is order in this universe, that we can understand this order, it's very interesting that Einstein, who was a great scientist, but he was also a good philosopher. His religion was not that clear, but he was a Spinoza believer. But he at least realized that it's very amazing that there is order in this world and not chaos, and that we can understand this world, and that it's not completely incomprehensible. And I say, good for you, Einstein. You realize that there is more going on when you do science. That's why I call him a deep down a believer. He was a believer, but maybe not in his scientific work. So he didn't replace the law of gravity with God, of course. The law of gravity came from God, but we still need the law of gravity. Otherwise, our universe would not be the way it is nowadays.
And when we look beyond Einstein, even in more modern science than he provided, can you talk about any latest findings of modern cosmology, physics, chemistry, geology, or any of these other sciences that tell us a different picture about that this randomness of an immense universe is all that there is? What are the latest findings telling us?
There are not many new findings in that way. The law of large numbers can be applied any minute. I'm always a little bit disappointed. We had the famous physicist Paul Davies, who was very open about it, and he put God in almost in every book on every page. But recently, the last 10 years, I would say, he is retracting a little bit. He is going for the law of large numbers again. And I find that very sad. So the famous theory nowadays is that we have multiple universes, which is a weird idea. There is no way we can prove that. How can we step outside our own universe? But that's another reason why they need that, is that they don't want to talk about God. If we have multiple universes, then there will be one in the millions that is like our universe. And once we have in our universe millions of planets, then there must be one that is like ours. So again, it is replacing everything with randomness. It's the result of billions of random events, not only in this universe, but even with multiple universes. And Paul Davies is now even holding on to that theory. I would say, what is that? You are replacing God with unknown multiple universes. We don't know anything about other universes. That's a new development that I am very sad about, because it shows you how desperate scientists are becoming, and just to avoid the word God and the role of God, and to avoid that they have to say there is really a miracle going on in this universe and on this planet Earth.
If that multiverse theory is getting some attention, I've read about that myself. And as we wrap up the interview today, we're reflecting on your book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. This book obviously covers some very high-level topics, but it presents it in a way that non-scientists themselves can engage with this book and learn about the wonders of creation. What is your hope for the average person who, maybe a non-scientist, who's interested in this topic, picking up this book in the beginning?
As you said already, I try to write it for a general audience. And I think, going by responses of people, I think I succeeded. I have to use some terminology. I can't help it. I use scientific terminology, of course, dating techniques, laws of nature. But I also use a little bit of philosophical and religious terminology, because without that, I don't think we can explain why science is working so well and why scientists are acting the way they are acting. So I hope it can strike a good note with many readers, and it looks like it's doing that.
Wonderful. Well, we're so grateful to you, Dr. Gerard Verschuren, for joining us on today's program, talking about your brand new book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Thank you so much for being with us on today's program.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And that's all the time we have for today's show. If you missed any of this episode or want to catch up on past episodes, you can go to relevantradio.com and check out the audio archives or download the Relevant Radio app. I'd like to thank our guest, Dan Cheely, host of The Dan Cheely Show here on Relevant Radio, for that discussion of those things that relate to Halloween, and for Dr. Gerard Verschuren for talking to us about his brand new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's called In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Sign up for the newsletter at MiracleHunter.com for more information on miracle stories, where I'll be speaking next, new EWTN episodes of They Might Be Saints, upcoming book releases, and more. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Miracle Hunter, where from claims of healings and visions, the world's most inexplicable events, it doesn't matter if you're a believer or a skeptic, truth is always worth the hunt. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.
Once we have in our universe millions of planets, then there must be one that is like ours. So again, it is replacing everything with randomness. It's the result of billions of random events, not only in this universe, but even with multiple universes. And Paul Davies is now even holding on to that theory. I would say, what is that? You are replacing God with unknown multiple universes. We don't know anything about other universes. That's a new development that I am very sad about, because it shows you how desperate scientists are becoming, and just to avoid the word God and the role of God, and to avoid that they have to say there is really a miracle going on in this universe and on this planet Earth.
If that multiverse theory is getting some attention, I've read about that myself. And as we wrap up the interview today, we're reflecting on your book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. This book obviously covers some very high-level topics, but it presents it in a way that non-scientists themselves can engage with this book and learn about the wonders of creation. What is your hope for the average person who, maybe a non-scientist, who's interested in this topic, picking up this book in the beginning?
As you said already, I try to write it for a general audience. And I think, going by responses of people, I think I succeeded. I have to use some terminology. I can't help it. I use scientific terminology, of course, dating techniques, laws of nature. But I also use a little bit of philosophical and religious terminology, because without that, I don't think we can explain why science is working so well and why scientists are acting the way they are acting. So I hope it can strike a good note with many readers, and it looks like it's doing that.
Wonderful. Well, we're so grateful to you, Dr. Gerard Verschuren, for joining us on today's program, talking about your brand new book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Thank you so much for being with us on today's program.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And that's all the time we have for today's show. If you missed any of this episode or want to catch up on past episodes, you can go to relevantradio.com and check out the audio archives or download the Relevant Radio app. I'd like to thank our guest, Dan Cheely, host of The Dan Cheely Show here on Relevant Radio, for that discussion of those things that relate to Halloween, and for Dr. Gerard Verschuren for talking to us about his brand new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's called In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Sign up for the newsletter at MiracleHunter.com for more information on miracle stories, where I'll be speaking next, new EWTN episodes of They Might Be Saints, upcoming book releases, and more. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Miracle Hunter, where from claims of healings and visions, the world's most inexplicable events, it doesn't matter if you're a believer or a skeptic, the truth is always worth the hunt. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.
acting the way they are acting. So I hope it can strike a good note with many readers, and it looks like it's doing that.
Wonderful. Well, we're so grateful to you, Dr. Gerard Verschuren, for joining us on today's program, talking about your brand new book, In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Thank you so much for being with us on today's program.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And that's all the time we have for today's show. If you missed any of this episode or want to catch up on past episodes, you can go to relevantradio.com and check out the audio archives or download the Relevant Radio app. I'd like to thank our guest, Dan Cheeley, host of The Dan Cheeley Show here on Relevant Radio, for that discussion of those things that relate to Halloween, and for Dr. Gerard Verschuren for talking to us about his brand new book from Sophia Institute Press. It's called In the Beginning, A Catholic Scientist Explains How God Made Earth Our Home. Sign up for the newsletter at MiracleHunter.com for more information and miracle stories, where I'll be speaking next. New EWTN episodes of They Might Be Saints, upcoming book releases, and more. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Miracle Hunter, where from claims of healings and visions, the world's most inexplicable events, it doesn't matter if you're a believer or a skeptic, the truth is always worth the hunt. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.
Explains how God made Earth our home. Sign up for the newsletter at MiracleHunter.com for more information and miracle stories, where I'll be speaking next. New EWTN episodes of They Might Be Saints, upcoming book releases, and more. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Miracle Hunter, where from claims of healings and visions, the world's most inexplicable events, it doesn't matter if you're a believer or a skeptic, the truth is always worth the hunt. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Miracle Hunter on Relevant Radio. For more information, please visit relevantradio.com.